Chair, Hungary to please complement the information that has been given by the Secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I can only echo what Sonia has been already saying about the very successful side event under the water conference. The room was really packed. It approximately doubled its capacity. And indeed, it was an excellent event to showcase the global potential of the protocol tools. And that was the main message of this event. And even though the protocol is a regional instrument, and even within the region, not yet all countries are party to the protocol, but the tools that have been developed, the resources that are made available, are useful to every setting, to every context, regardless of the region, regardless of their socioeconomic status. So I think this message was conveyed very well, and we hope that it can be translated also into practice. I would also like to highlight another side event, if I may, which is also organized by jointly by Hungary and the Philippines. Even though it was not explicitly under the protocol agenda or umbrella, it's in its topic, it does relate very strongly to protocol activities, as it was a side event of the UN Group of Friends on Water Sanitation and Hygiene in Healthcare Facilities. And coming out of that event, it was also a very, very high-level one with the Hungarian and the Philippine Ministry of Foreign Affairs being present and being one of the speakers. And coming out of that side event, this group of UN Group of Friends is working on a WHO General Assembly resolution for the following up on the World Health Assembly resolution already existing on washing healthcare facilities to keep this very important topic on the agenda and to keep countries dedicated to improving wash in healthcare facilities. Coming back to the water action agenda, I've been just checking on the Hungarian actions, and in addition to the nine commitments I have known of, three more have been submitted, which makes me really happy. Four of these are water and health related, so it's directly related to the protocol, including the promotion of accession and in our capacity as chair, improving water safe access to safe water through water safety planning, assessing and improving access to water sanitation hygiene services by using the revised scorecard, and setting up a wastewater surveillance system for public health emergencies. So these are the four directly protocol linked actions, but also there are several which we relate to climate change, on water governance, water management, water retention, and other safe irrigation practices, and so forth. And the additional ones, which have been just recently added, are research actions, which I think is also very important, since research will be necessary to define the actions of tomorrow. So that's what I would like to add on